Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This is a song right here, Sal. Yeah, listen.
Who's that?
Sponge.
Bush. Oh, Sponge. Okay.
Let I mean, you Sponge. What did I say? Bush?
Yeah, no, you... Well,
did I say
Sponge.
Bush or Sponge?
I thought you said Sponge.
I think I said Bush. I meant to say Sponge.
I know. I thought you did like Sponge.
You do look like Bush.
Yes, but he
listen,
does.
Listen
We've
to this. Just cry, Sal, get this up, though. This is like, I want to run through a wall. I want to do something aggressive here. It's a good song. It's a good, you know what I mean. Come on.
I don't know about running through a wall, but yes, I do know.
Now, did you pick that song or did Hoff
pick it? I did not.
Look at that. Hoff tickling BT a little bit with that song. All right, before we get back to the calls here, 888-808-1019, Heyman just had some details on this. You ready?
Oh.
You want to take a guess?
Yes, I'll take a guess.
I'm not going to hold you to it because like, I would have no idea what the ballpark. I'm just curious what... You think the total, I'll give you the years, and then you guess the money.
You'll give me the years.
Yes.
Give me the years.
5 years for
so
songs
it is
on
five.
There. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say, we well, guys start looking at qualifiers, probably around 20.1, if I recall. I'm going to say that the Blue Jays had to overpay a little bit because they're the Blue Jays and nobody takes their money. It's not going to be 30. It's going to be, I'm going to say about... let me just say 30 times 5 is 150. I would say 5 years, 135.
Okay.
Something like that.
So now if I were guessing this, much like you off the top of my head, I'd probably be like, okay, the first initial math would be 5 years times, let's say, 22 million a year. So where does that get you at? If you do 5 times 20.
That sounds about 130.
Yeah,
no, it sounds about 110, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, about 110.
So, all right, so maybe I'd guess like 5 years for 120. Heyman says Santander deal is for 5 years plus an option more than... $90 million.
Wow, that's cheap.
Yeah. Now he says more than $90 million, but
yeah, like, but it's not like it's more than 90 and possibly also more than 170. When you say more than 90, it's 93. It's maybe 98.
Yeah,
it's 96.
So again,
wow.
So again, it brings us back to now. Again, I can't wait to find out the final details on this. But if you do that quick math,
is he counting the 60-year option?
I'm not sure how
as
that works.
Yeah, all right. Possibly ballooning to 90,
maybe,
or is that in the built-in five guarantees?
Otherwise, $18 million a year. But still, you're Ooh. Getting five years. So maybe for Santander, the appeal was total.
Yeah.
Commit 5 years, 90, versus 1 year, 23, or
Listen,
whatever.
Not maybe. Everybody wants to keep bouncing around the country.
Yeah.
You know, so even if it's 5 years and you leave 8, 10, 12, 15, even 20 down on the table, perhaps... There's value. I don't know if he's married, whatever, if he has kids, but there's value in being somewhere for 5 years at least.
More than $90 million. I would hope so for 5 years. But
yeah.
Then again, is he an $18 million a year player? Anyway, point is back to Pete.
I know.
If Santander is getting 5 years, roughly $90 million or more than, like, what do you think Pete is going to get? That again, that's a contract. And I'm not saying Santander's better than Pete, but he certainly could do more things. He switch hitter defensively, maybe a little more versatile. He did hit 44 home runs a year ago.
Yeah, Pete's had a lot of big home run seasons.
And
Santander never does that.
I get it. No, I get it. Pete's more impactful, but still, like if you my point is that 5 years 90, like
that's
the Mets offered Pete 3 years 70.
Yeah, and we thought it was 3 years 90.
Right. So think about 3 years 70 versus 5 years 90. Like Pete's getting a lot more
he is.
Than that.
And well, I think he should because he's the more established player.
Okay, right, but I don't think this bodes well for
I don't
Pete's.
Think it does either. But what I think should be true, and I'm not even a huge, you know, Pete believer, you know that, then that probably tells you that it's going to have to be an unexpected team for 1 year, big money, reestablished market value, which I still don't think would change anything. It'll only be a year older next year. Or the Mets and maybe Pete can find common ground if he can swallow his ego.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And we're going to find out. All right, Hoff, real quick before we break, what was your question about Pete BT?
I just was questioning because here's the thing. Pete Alonso hasn't got any offers, right? There's been no market, even though now all of a sudden there's signs that maybe the Mets and Pete could still be working out. Do you think the rest of the teams in the league, all 29 of them, are basically saying, I'm not going to compete with Steve Cohen. If they really want somebody, they're going to go get it. So I'm not going to be used to be jacking up the price. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sit back until I know they are moved. They have moved on from Pete Alonso, and then I'll start working on bids.
I've thought about that. As a matter of fact, I said that. What was it pertaining to?
Yeah, you did say something like that.
Yeah, like I wonder.
Arnold was Vlad.
Who the hell was it? Well, it wasn't Vlad. Oh, God, that's going to annoy me.
Sure it wasn't Vlad, like, potentially being in the... I don't know. There was something there.
It was Vlad. Yeah, I said that last week. It was Vlad, where if you're Toronto, why would you trade him to the Mets? Well, you would trade him to the Mets if it's communicated to you, hey, listen, no matter what you offer this guy, we're coming $50 million more, right, or what, and if you match, we really want Vlad Guerrero. So it probably behooves you to take 3, 4, 5 prospects because we have more money and we're going to spend it and we're going to win the bid. That's exactly what I said. So I think that is a mindset that very well could or already has permeated Major League Baseball that dissuades teams from doing things that they might be inclined to do because they know that Steve could or will slam the door in their face.
I don't think that that's the case with Alonso. I just feel like Pete priced himself way too high, and a lot of teams just lost interest in Pete. And I don't believe he's going to get a better offer than what the Mets offered. So then it's going to be on him to decide what situation, if he does have other options, fits him best that he would want to go for.
I think that's a part of it too. And the other thing, just specific to Santander, even we could quibble about the AAV that we're surprised. 5 years is 5 years, as opposed to three with Pete, right, with the Mets.
A 90 homegrown. Mil, more than 90 mil is 90 mil.
Yeah, but think about this. If you're and Santander is not a good outfielder, and he's not anything special on the bags at all, but he's got more, and you guys know, he's just got more juice as an athlete than Pete. That's clear. He's not an elite athlete. He's just got more juice than Pete. So for Santander over 5 years, once that juice further erodes, well, then you could put him at first base.
Yeah.
Pete, who is pretty much juiceless, where do you put him when his skill set begins to... Exactly.
And by the way, before we break, a final note, I was looking over the Blue Jays roster. Not that I know all these specific positions, but there's not enough on the roster. So I would assume Santander will be an outfielder for them and that this would still have them in play if they are trying to go big.
I think they are.
For Pete as a DH.
So you're on the same page with
me. Yeah, I would.
They're going to load up.
Now, I don't know that.
I think they're going to load up.
But I think so. Now, what I think is really going to happen is Vlad's going to say, thanks, but no thanks. I'm not going to sign an extension here. And then that's going to force their hand to try to trade him. We'll get back to your calls on the NFL or the baseball, whatever's on your mind on this Monday. BT and Sal on the Fan.